Want to call this meeting of the January 7th Historic Site and Monuments Commission meeting to order. I need a motion for the consequences that await for the minutes that were submitted to you, either for, either approve them or not.
I move to approve the December 3rd minutes.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Ayes have it, so ordered.
Yeah, close.
Item number three, petition of C. Harrison Chandler for Wellmont Gallery. I think the rotating mural is a bit of a misnomer. But it is a mural at 1930 Montgomery Street, which will change over a period of time.
I have some information as well.
Well, wait a minute. We'll start with staff. When she finishes, we'll ask staff questions, then we'll call on you, okay?
Sounds great.
Okay. Sarah?
Hello, good afternoon. This application, as you mentioned, is for a mural at 1930 Montgomery, which you can see located right here. And this location actually is not located in a historic district. I'll show you where it is. So it's in this little channel here in between districts. The mural will be located on the north face of the building, which is the Wellmont Gallery. And here you can see where it will be located. It will be 40 feet wide by 25 feet tall with paint as the primary material. It will be changed every 6 months with sketches submitted for each mural. The exact design of the first one has not been determined, but it's planned to be an abstract mural. And I'll show you some images that they had indicated would be used as inspiration for it. As you can see here, these three images here.
And those aren't proposals, those are...
No, they're just an idea of the sort of thing they were planning to do. All theme and location standards are met. The applicant also indicated that neighborhood feedback has been supportive and they may also work with local organizations in the future. All design standards are also met except for material. The type of paint was not specified or if any other materials would be used. The initial artist will be selected through a call to action, including an application. One example they provided of a possible artist is Alex Brewer, who is from Atlanta and worked on similar projects in the past. The standards are met for artist selection. The staff would like information on all future artists for approval. Funding standards are met as well. So staff is recommending approval with the following conditions. The final designs provided for approval prior to installation with all subsequent mural designs to be approved by staff. Two, paint and other materials are provided for approval prior to installation. Three, details about the removal process for the mural are provided. And four, all artists meet the artist selection guidelines because otherwise it meets the standards in the master plan and guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. And I can answer any questions you have.
Do you have questions of staff?
I have a question.
Yes.
You said that just now that this is going to be changing every 6 months.
Yes.
And each time, you said that staff is the one that okays the design. Are we going to be involved with that or is it just the staff decision?
Normally in the past staff has approved subsequent designs for rotating murals, but if you want to approve them, that's certainly something that you could do.
Well, let me raise that. Let me get to that point that Tom's raised. We really have two questions here. One is the location and the concept of rotating murals every 6 months with proper materials and et cetera. I think that's one half of it. The other part of it is the approval process. Okay. So I don't have a problem with the first half of that. I have a problem with the second half of that. So what I'm going to suggest is that when we get to a point where we want to make a motion, we might want to make it that way so that people can have a say one way or the other. My concern is that we are ultimately responsible, okay? Particularly when we're dealing with, and maybe this is prejudicial, and it might be, and if it is, I'm rarely ever accused of being prejudicial, but this is the first time we will have any experience dealing with this concept and the folks involved with it. And so, whereas we've had a lot of murals submitted by the same artists and the same group each time submitted to us for approval, even though it's in different locations, and I understand, but not the same location, but we've approved every one of them. And I'm a little concerned about opening the door, and it might be that once you establish a track record, that's something that we could come back to and change. But I'm reticent to give staff full approval on that. That's to give the board my personal opinion on that. So anyway, we have any more questions or anything else we want to ask of staff? If not, we'll hear from the petitioner, Mr. Chairman.
We actually have a concept.
She can put it up on the screen there for you.
And this is a local artist, Maggie Hayes. And to answer your question a little bit more about the approval process, we were just trying to streamline it to help you guys. We understand that you need to have a final say in what we're going to put on the wall. But instead of going through this process every single time, we were trying to open the door maybe to something a little bit more streamlined and just make it easier for all parties.
And we're not suggesting that you guys are going to come and do something reprehensible because it wouldn't last very long.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you know, we both just come to the dance for the first time, and
right.
We might want to start out holding hands and standing apart from each other before you get comfortable.
Absolutely. I understand.
Phrase it that way, you know.
Well, with this first one, Maggie Hayes has a show the second week of February, the second weekend. So we were going to commission her to do the first Friday mural, kind of a grand opening for the Wellmont. And she's going to do a mural about Jack Johnson. And we think it fits nicely into the Black History Month in February. And think it can stay up for 7-8 months, something like that, until we sort of get a better plan together on how to select artists. Alex Brewer and Matt Hebermiller are two artists we've looked at, and Patch Whiskey as well. And I have some information here if you gentlemen would like to look at that. But this is the design that Maggie, it's on 1/48 scale in this. And the dimensions were given to you about the overall wall, the 40 by 25. And that is, again, the north side of the wall.
You're talking about the whole size of the wall, is that correct?
Yeah, so it'll be the entire wall. And it's kind of located on an alleyway in between 35th and 36th Street.
And the wall is facing Montgomery?
The wall is actually facing away from, it's like on the north side.
Okay.
Yeah. Facing, yeah.
Facing an alley.
Was facing north.
Yes, sir.
I live on Montgomery a few blocks away, and I swear I'm trying for the life of me to figure out where that building is.
It used to be an old auto dealership, auto parts.
I believe you. That's fine. Staff, has staff seen this rendering or this?
No, this concept? Is the first.
Okay. Does anyone have questions of the petitioner?
Are there other renderings of sketch ideas?
This is the only one we have. She has been commissioned in Bogota, Colombia for two murals there, so that's her experience. She does large-scale paintings as well. She's had shows in Savannah.
I'm familiar with her. She's done a lot of stuff.
Yeah, so, and this fits perfectly into her show, which is the following weekend at the gallery. I have a little bit more information here, but I've pretty much covered everything about her.
Mr. Chan, let me just try to go back to my earlier point. You know, one of the things that I think that we have to be very careful about is that we get away from the process. And I mean, there is a process for applications and approvals, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that while I may not have any objection to that in the least bit, there may be five other suggestions she has. I'm 10 more that I want. We're not here today to approve a mural, the first mural. Are we being asked to do the concept and the location and the whole idea of being able to rotate these murals, and that the request also includes Well, the recommendation includes staff approval, so if that was what we wanted to do, then we would leave that in there. If it's not what we wanted to do, instead have to come back for board approval, then that would be part of the motion. But I mean, but this is not a request for a mural. This is an example of the quality of the artist.
Right. This is just an example of who we're kind of looking at.
For I just want to make sure we know what we're considering here.
Could I make a statement?
Absolutely.
With respect to the chairman's perspective, I would take a dissenting view, and I tend to agree. You know, I've kind of often spoken in favor of kind of deregulating some of these things and giving a little bit more power and agency to the property owner and to the artists, to the petitioners. So I tend to agree with this proposal to streamline the process and to agree on the petitioner's ability to manage the site, to agree on the site itself, and to kind of follow along with some of the themes that they're interested in presenting, and give staff the attorney the decision-making ability to say yes or no on a regular basis to present those murals. I don't personally feel that the Historic Site and Monument Commission needs to review every 2 months, 6 months, every so often, a new petition for a mural on the same site on a rotating basis. It's my understanding of the original mural ordinance that over time some of this could start to be deregulated and the structure is in place which would allow petitioners, property owners, and artists on an ongoing regular basis with our initial approval to create public art, to create murals on sites that we agree on. So I would be interested in passing a motion as this is, that we agree that the petitioner can place a mural on that site pending staff approval of future changes to the murals without coming to the Historic Site Monument Commission.
Is that a motion?
Can I make that a motion?
Is anybody else at me?
Can I ask a clarification?
Before I entertain a motion,
can I have a clarification? So that's technically not in the historic district. No. So does that fall within our purview? I mean, yes. I guess it's here, so it does, right? But is there any, is there any different stipulations for the fact that it's not in the historic district? Because I know that, like, it has to, if it's facing the roadway, which you said it's not, right? So does that mitigate any of this? I'm just curious.
Only in the landmark district is there another step if there's public art. So they would have to go to the historic review board because it's considered a color change. But even in the other historic districts, it would just come to you.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify.
We could have questions for
Walt. Do you have anything?
No.
Okay. So you want to repeat your motion?
Do you need to hear?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Public.
And I wanted to answer that to a question about.
Yes.
In the past. I mean, I don't really have a problem with the content of the murals. I don't think the purpose of the board is to decide aesthetically what we think we like or not. And in that sense, it does give latitude to this kind of thing to happen. But I thought the whole idea was that there was some kind of oversight, that we make sure that there is a standard that's kept. And we meet every month. I don't see why this is, we're not talking about changing this every month, we're talking about changes every twice a year. We meet 12 times a year. I don't understand I don't see, unless you can clarify, how this would be a burden to come here 2 months before you want to change it with your new concept design, which would have probably been predetermined by then already. I don't see how this is a big issue.
I disagree. I think it's extra apparatus. It's extra things that the petitioner has to go through. It's more paperwork. It's more of our time on this commission. I disagree. I don't feel that we need to approve these aesthetic proposals every time we come forward.
Well, let me just speak to that. You were doing great until you said that. They should go to the same measures.
They're coming to staff.
They would go to staff with everything. They would be coming to us. So if there was a suggestion, and no one's suggesting this, but that they would not be having to prepare less or do anything less other than come to one less meeting to have to meet with staff. Okay, they all have to go through the staff process anyway, and this is another step. So not to argue against you, I'm just saying that they're going to have to be as rigorous. Staff will be as rigorous with them as if it was coming to the board anyway. So that's not a smoothing. I agree with what Tom said. I certainly I know we got very familiar with some other artists and people before when we first started. Like, there'd be no murals if it wasn't for this group. So we understand what we should and shouldn't do, but we also know that in some places it's a tenuous situation. And all I'm suggesting is, on the first dance card, I'd like to be on the dance card, so that we don't give staff cover. We can also provide some oversight and not being dictatorial, but just some oversight. But anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I trust staff. I trust their judgment. But I thought the purpose of this board and why we meet every month now, and I'm here every month, is to have some kind of oversight on the process.
I
don't know. And I don't think, see it as that onerous.
I'm wondering if there's maybe even a middle way. Instead of making him jump through a hoop every time he wants to change a mural, if staff did find that there was some sort of issues or something, then it does come before us. But otherwise, we are just approving an aesthetic thing, it seems like. I mean, if we say, yes, you can do this, why should he come back and just say, well, I'm going to do a different thing now, and we're going to be
but,
like,
oh, but he's not going to have the same artist doing the same thing.
Right, no.
Dramatically, these things are going to change.
But that's what I'm saying. So are we commenting on the aesthetics of it, or are we saying it's okay to do this?
Well, I mean, my concern is not the aesthetics ever went on this board. I mean, there's nothing I've knocked down, or I think any of us knocked down, because we don't like it. But there are certain cases, well, I mean, even in the time I've been on this, there are certain cases where, you know, there was a controversy in that, you know, is this sneaker an advertisement? Is right. it something that promotes?
That's why I'm wondering if the staff sees
here.
Something like that.
But to me, that's why we're here to be the ones
right.
to actually make the final decision. And staff, of course, can do this, but why are we here then? Why does the staff do all this work?
Yeah. Right. If I can interject something here, let me go back to what I said from the beginning. What I would really like to see is a motion to approve this location for a rotating, for lack of a better word, mural. With no, that's number one, okay? And then the second part would be to, with staff recommendation or without staff recommendation, and let's just get it down to what the final issue is, and we'll vote on it. I mean, that's, so. I mean,
I'm on board with that.
Huh?
Yeah. Can we open it up to the public, and then we'll move towards a motion?
Well, I'm gonna get a motion, and then the public, let them comment on it. So we have a motion to approve the site and the rotating Ellen.
I was just going to suggest that you may want to have a public comment before someone makes a motion, just for a formal
process. Does anyone in the public have anything to say for or against, or for God's sake, not have a new idea? Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Now, let's have someone would make a motion to approve the site.
So we have a two motion. I would make a motion to approve the petitioner's site for a rotating mural on the site.
Is there a second to that?
I'll second that.
Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Ayes have it. So ordered. Okay, now, we've got two divergent opinions here, and I don't know.
Well, let's put it up for a vote.
Well, I know that, but we have to have a motion to vote on, right? And if we have a, okay,
does it complicate things to say he can jump through the hoop the next time, and if things are fine, then
what bothers me is that this is jumping through a hoop.
Okay.
And this is what we're here for.
Right.
And if we get to be too capricious and arbitrary, then somebody can get rid of us.
I understand.
But,
may I interject with something? Just an idea that
yes, sir.
We're going to have an application process, and we already have an application for the exhibitions that we do. So this first one's a call for this artist to put this mural up. But our hope is that in the future, people will come to us, and then we'll approve it from there. And I think that streamlining process, I mean, it could, you know, involve something as little as your signature, the board's signature, you know, send in PDF files of the proposed image that's going to go up as a mural, and then have that process. Instead of talking about the location again, that it's on the north wall, that it's this dimension, because that's not going to change. So.
Well, that gets into the staff's procedures and how they request. I don't want to Right. I get at that. I need a motion one way or the other, and then we're going to vote on it. And we get a majority, that's going to be the conclusion. And so I have a motion for staff approval or for board approval, one way or the other. Just I need a motion.
I make a motion that that board approve the murals that are going to go up at this site.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a first, we have a motion and a second. Is anybody else, anything else? Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Four. That's four votes. Aye.
You didn't say aye. That was three.
I would say I would go along with that. I mean,
oh,
I
don't want to say it. Did you belch? No.
I just don't want to make it too complicated.
Are you for or against it? It's pretty simple.
I'm for it.
Okay. Are you going to register as a for or against?
Against.
Against. So it's 4-1 vote. So the motion, so what's approved is your site, and you come back through the process to the board for approval. And it's not, nothing says here that that can never be changed, okay? But that's how we're going to start the dance.
Absolutely. That. Okay. Okay, well, thanks, gentlemen.
Okay, thank you very much.
Should I make a statement?
Yeah.
Concern. If I would be interested in revisiting the mural ordinance so that we can possibly create an area or map out some territory where perhaps public art and murals can be deregulated to an extent. There'll still be staff involvement from the MPC, but perhaps it sounds a little bit radical for Savannah. Okay, hold on to your horses. I think by right, some property owners and artists and others can engage and intervene in the built environment aesthetically without having to get a permit every time. So I'd like to see us move a little bit towards some by right activities in certain parts of Savannah, probably not
maybe not
landmark historic district, but places like, say, the Starland District, where these things are already happening. And so if there's complaints, then they'll ask for forgiveness. But I don't see the purpose of the Historic Site and Monument Commission looking at every single piece of graffiti, every single piece of every street art, every mural that pops up in Savannah.
I think what's going to happen is people will go do it regardless of us. So for us to stay legitimate,
relevant.
I think it would be incumbent on us to help facilitate this without the
Ryan, before I let Aaron get away with what you said.
That's
I'm about as
yeah.
You're talking to the wrong guy about loosening things up, okay? Because you would not recognize this organization before you got here, okay? I mean, if it wasn't for us, there would be no murals anywhere, okay? Mm-hmm. And so, and it's not that we're taking credit for it. It was the public that came to us and said, "We want these murals."
Sure, I understand.
Okay, and so it was, I think, the right decision. But it was not an easy one, and it included everybody on board making hard decisions. Okay, so I'm certainly not afraid of making a hard decision. So what I'm thinking is that that's an ordinance. Is that correct, Ellen? So
it's a policy adopted by City Council.
Yeah, so what we have to find out is, do we have, is it within our purview to review the policies and make recommendations to City Council?
Yes, you can make recommendations.
I think that's what Ryan's asking for.
And it would be an update or a revision, not an overhaul or replacement, building on what we already have.
Yeah, so I think that if everybody doesn't have a set of them, I mean, it's probably on a website. Is it on the website?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
There's a copy here.
Well, I've got, everybody's got one of them, so.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we can schedule one of our meetings.
Okay.
Where we can take some recommendations from the board.
Okay.
I would encourage everybody to read through it and come up with some. It's a lot easier to respond to people's thoughts than it is to create them in a group. So, besides my thinking is, we will maybe stop you at the, I don't know what the time, but the meetings start to look like. So let's pick a meeting within the next 60 days and then let's come back. Just make sure we just do this before the summer because then nobody will be here the summertime. So
okay.
I'll be here. That's great. That's a great proposal.
Thank okay.
You. Yeah,
right, we'll do it.
Agree with that. Thank you.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is petition of the Georgia Historical Society at 201 East Barton Street.
Do you know how to get the thing on?
Who am I going to be calling up on that? For the petitioner?
Yeah.
Christy Chris, Joint Historical Society.
Okay, staff.
Good afternoon again. This is a petition which you saw at the last meeting for the marker on the Gen Library to commemorate the Savannah protest movement. And as long as it's okay with the board, I'll just go over the changes, which is mostly the location of the marker. And just to remind you, here's the Gen Library indicated here. The new proposed location is on Lincoln Street, opposite of the library, so over here. And I can also show you a closer side. You can see here in red, they've indicated where it will be located. It will be opposite of the Gen Library, near the hedges on the parking lot for the Kehoe House. The theme information will be the same, and the text, which meets the standards. The location standards for this new location were also met. The site standards are met with the exception of one, which specifies that a marker should be erected in as close proximity to the site to which it's related as possible. And this is not met because the proposed location is across the street from the building. It's also possible that at some point in the future, the building will be built on that parking lot, which could be confusing if people are walking by the marker and they're not sure. The design and text standards are met with the exception of the text size information as before, and all funding standards are met. So staff is recommending approval of the marker with the following conditions. One, that the final text has the sponsor's name in a smaller font than the main text. And two, the proposed location is restudied and changed to be closer to the Gen Library, because otherwise it meets the Historic Site and Monument Commission guidelines. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions of staff?
Well, I think the term as close as possible, I think that's met. I mean, it is as close as possible as it can be, you know, because we don't want it exactly where it's at because it can't fit, because it's too low and it's going to be damaged. So unless we're going to put a put the marker on a pedestal, like, or on a and what's it called, Christy?
Post.
Thank you. I thought there was a more technical term than that, but unless we can put it on a post on the street right there, or on the sidewalk, or in a tree well that's close to it, I mean, I don't see any problem with it.
Was there?
I think that's what staff is recommending.
Before we get into it, let me just do this. Let's ask if there's any technical questions the staff needs to answer. But then let's get into the general discussion when the petitioner gets, you know. I do disagree with you, but I'm just saying you should say what you're saying, but I'm not sure it can be directed to staff at this point in time, because she can't respond to it, frankly. That's something the petition needs to respond to. So is there anything else Sarah needs to respond to? And if not, then we'll get the petitioner to come up, but then we'll ask those questions and have a little whatever we need to do. Does that work?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Christy, would you come up? Thank you. Before you get started, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Since you were here last, have there been any other locations considered?
In fact, yes. And as recently as yesterday. And so I want to just bring some of these things to your attention, because as you know, we've been looking, Georgia Historical Society, but SCAD as well, to find the most visible and accessible location for this marker. We want people to be able to see it, and I think everybody's on the same page with an appreciation for the content and for the idea that we want all of our visitors, tourists, residents alike to be able to enjoy it. In very recent conversations with SCAD, they have also come up with a different proposal, and that is, you remember we discussed mounting it on the building, but there along the bottom. But this new idea is to put it at eye level by the entrance at Abercorn Street. So by the main entrance on the wall, higher up, and I don't know, do I have access to internet? Can I get to Google Maps or something?
Yeah.
I mean, that's all.
Is there a possibility we'll make a motion to approve with location other than this one? So they're proposing this location.
Hold on to your hats. I don't know the answer to that. I mean, that would be presupposed. I think we could deny that location and approve another one or we could send our staff a recommendation on a new location.
And I understand that we're presenting you with new information, and so
and
what we need to do with that, we can.
It's not even Savannah. There we go.
Okay, let me see if I can get a little bit closer.
So talking,
we're yeah, okay. We would be talking about right here.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about on the post on the outside or up against the building itself?
No, we're talking about mounted to the wall.
But not on the outside, because that's like an entry alcove there, is it not? I mean,
correct. Yes, yeah, so to actually touch the marker, you would go into this covered space.
Okay.
But it would be right there. And so for us, it's the visibility is there because it's a highly trafficked corner, but it doesn't have the problems with the post that we understand with Broughton or with putting a post here on this section of Abercorn as well, which is a bus stop.
Is this the preferred site or the one on Lincoln?
This is now, for us, because SCAD's on board with it, and it's the preferred site for GHS, too. And I don't know if you want SCAD to speak for themselves, but we like this.
All right. Let me make sure I understand. The staff presented the other location. Are we clear on that? This is the request of the petitioner.
The request of the petitioner was the previous location. Okay. Now they're presenting this location.
So staff hasn't had time to review or
we have not
to
reviewed this.
Okay. I can just, once again, as you know, I'm not reticent to give my personal opinion on these things. I think that this is something that staff needs to vet and come back to us. And procedurally, I will just say, I think this is a hell of a lot better than across the street, now Lincoln Street, because somebody could put up a bar or something else there, and it looks like it has something to do with the Zillia room. Okay, I happen to remember the Zillia room. That's how I like it.
Does anyone have profound misgivings with this location?
I like this idea.
Could we entertain a motion?
Well, what we typically would do is we would get the City of Savannah's traffic engineering and get their evaluations. Now, we could reverse the process and say we could approve it subject to the approval of the city, appropriate city department, say, if we want to do that. I think we could do that.
Including approval of our staff at MPC. Because they haven't approved this site yet.
Yeah, well, we could approve it subject to the recommendation, the concurring recommendation of our staff, plus the City of Savannah's concurrence. So that could theoretically eliminate coming back again. I don't know how much time that would save, but go ahead, Ellen, speak to that.
Okay, I'm sorry. As I mentioned, we haven't had time to do a full evaluation of this. However, I can tell you just sort of off the bat, I would have some initial discomfort and misgivings about it because it's still on the wrong side of the building. This isn't where the Azalea Room was located. We really like the idea of it being mounted on the building, but one of the standards says it should be as close as possible to the original location.
Well, then we don't need to put a hole in the concrete and put it in. That's the alternative, Ellen.
There are a number of alternatives that I feel like haven't necessarily been fully explored yet that we could.
I'm going to go back to what I just said. I don't have a problem with drilling a hole in the concrete, putting a sleeve in the ground, and putting a post up there. We have a trash can in front of that building. Mm-hmm. We ought to be able. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be on you.
Okay.
I just think that's one of the things that we have in our rules. I think it's a little. There are not that many places that are like this, but this is a perfect example why that concrete thing doesn't work everywhere. To me, it's a simple solution. You put on a post, you put it right there where it should be, And it's just like it was in a grass plat.
Can we ask this of the petitioner? Has the petitioner in Savannah College of Art and Design considered putting it on a double-sided plaque on a post in front of the location?
Our rules
facing
won't allow
Allen Street.
Our rules don't allow it.
What do you mean?
Because of the concrete, because of the paved median. Is that correct?
No, that's not correct. The clarification on the staff's recommendation was that we recommended that it be located on Lincoln Street, as close, not on Broughton Street, but right there at the corner, but on Lincoln, adjacent to where the Azalea Room was. The proposal was across the street in the adjacent parking lot. We recommended that it be closer to the building. The only provision that you're referring to, I think, is not that it can't be installed in concrete. It can be installed in concrete. There are just a lot of issues with it being installed on Broughton Street, which is the highest visibility corridor. So we wanted it moved back to be a little bit further back from Broughton Street along Lincoln Street, but the petitioner felt like that wasn't visible enough, and it does reduce visibility, certainly. We don't disagree with that, but we feel like its proximity is more important
than
visibility.
So we don't want to set a precedent.
Should we leave that up to the traffic engineering to decide if it works on Broughton Street?
There's a number of departments involved in traffic engineering, park and tree, as well as the tourism department that's been working on the streetscape plan, all of which that have expressed concern about it being left on
Broughton Street.
Yes.
Okay.
Streetscape. Sorry, I know that's complicated. Yeah. I hate to get into the weeds on that.
Okay. It looks like we need to have the staff really reevaluate this before we can say anything about this. I mean, you said there's a number of alternative possibilities that haven't been explored. That was the exact word. And, you know, for us to preempt and to approve something tentative of all these things, to me, seems to be putting the cart before the horse.
Maybe instead of coming back to a site, maybe there should be a number of sites, and they should be graded out, and let's see which ones are better than the other. And then and whoever's here from SCAD can step forward. Who's here from SCAD?
Martin Smith.
Mark, come on up.
You bet.
There is one alternative to this, Martin. And that is, if y'all could take a look internally at your gallery space and see if there is any way that plaque could be placed on the wall looking out from the gallery, on the glass, okay, however, okay. But I know that that takes up gallery space and eyesight and everything else, I understand that. But while we're looking at every way we can stretch our rules and do everything we have to do to try to make it fit, I want SCAD to take a look internally and see, is there something we can do with sight lines with this gallery that is not really going to affect the gallery that's on the inside, and actually might even be something that encourages people to look in the gallery because they're looking at the sign.
I don't know if
I'm not asking you to give me an answer now. I'm just saying that we go through this process, I want y'all to consider that.
I wonder if there's any precedent with GHS, if there's they've ever had a sign inside.
We have not.
So I wonder if you might need to check on whether or not that's appropriate. But point is,
we're going to talk about lots of different options.
But I know that SCAD's administration, that the preference, the first choice would be what the petitioner has recently suggested next to the entrance of the library. I also understand Ellen's reservations about that. Another idea, and this hasn't been vetted by SCAD yet, another idea might be if there was some sort of infill. You know, the problem at the Azalea Room entrance is that it's all glass, and there's not a wall area that would accommodate a sign. Well, of course, it would have to be heard by Historic Review Board as well as Monuments Commission, but, you know, it's conceivable, and I don't know if SCAD's administration would be... I think this was a good idea, but it's conceivable that a bay of the glass could be infilled with stucco so that it would create a backdrop for that sign. That's a pretty major change. I certainly don't want to speak out of turn, so I may be saying something that I could go back to the office and I might be in trouble. So don't hold me to that, but I just want to... put out there that we're open to creative solutions, and we really want to be a part of this, so we're up for ideas that may come.
All right, but we want everybody to stretch their minds. But going back to the Lincoln Street, okay, the objection to putting it on Lincoln Street on alongside on the western side of Lincoln in the pavement. What was
our concern with that is simply that if there are other options that would make this marker more visible and accessible to traffic, we would like to explore them. And it's just, I mean, as we all know, there just aren't as many people don't come down here. Not just right here. I mean, once you get past Leopold, right? I mean, you just lose a lot of that tourist traffic. And we think that this story is important enough that we don't want to stick it out on the end where people won't have as much of an opportunity to see it. We were quite concerned with putting it particularly over here because it...
Oh, it's terrible.
It's just,
we're just
afraid nobody will see it.
I'm sorry I brought it up. It's terrible. Looking at it, nobody is on wall walks along there. Okay, well, we've got lots of great ideas. I don't think Abercorn Street is a dead duck. It may be down the block, but it is the same building. And you're talking about visibility. I know there's a bus stop there. I know there are bike racks there. There's a lot going on, but that's another reason why you want to put a sign there.
I like that.
Is you want to put it where people are going to see it. Going back to what you were talking about, Martin, about the infill, that might even bring help. I mean, it might be a nice little feature to have down there, I think. So I think we should think about everything, okay? And if it's okay, I think we're going to motion to table this, and I want staff to bring it back when it's ready, when everybody feels good about some alternatives, okay? Is there a motion? Postpone to a date certain, uncertain date. Second, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, you can go. Thank you so much, Christy. Appreciate your patience and everyone's patience. You know, once it goes up, we want to stay there and not have pictures of it in the newspaper with our pictures surrounding it. Okay. I want to remind everybody that on the 12th, there's going to be a parliamentary procedures seminar here. And I encourage anybody who's not attended one to come. People in the audience to come. Mm-hmm. And if there's anything else, I will call this meeting to adjournment. Mm-hmm.